United Arab Emirates have agreed to normalize relations between the two countries. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo calling the agreement an enormous step forward on the right path. Secretary Pompeo is currently on a trip to Central European countries, making this statement before taking off for Vienna, Austria. The agreement, which U.S. President Donald Trump helped broker, will lead to the full normalization of diplomatic relations between the two Middle Eastern nations. It was sealed in a phone call between President Trump, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi. The announcement makes the UAE the third Arab country and the first Gulf Arab country to establish diplomatic ties with Israel. Egypt and Jordan are the only Arab nations with active ties with Israel. Diplomats and officials say the European Union will likely impose new sanctions on Belarus as soon as later this month. The sanctions are now expected after President Alexander Lukashenko cracked down on protests triggered by a disputed election. Germany, Lithuania, Latvia, and Sweden have spoken publicly in favor of sanctions, and Austria was another hawk, according to sources, who spoke on condition of anonymity ahead of emergency talks between EU foreign ministers on Friday. A senior U.S. diplomat says the FBI will be involved in the Beirut, Lebanon explosion investigation. U.S. Undersecretary for Political Affairs David Hale said Thursday the FBI will join Lebanese and international investigators in the probe of the explosion, which killed at least 172 people. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A senior World Health Organization official is calling for the equitable distribution of a future COVID-19 vaccine in Africa. WHO Regional Director for Africa, Matshidiso Moeti, sees worrying signs that nations in Africa might be last in the queue of low-income countries to receive a vaccine against COVID-19. She notes some high-income countries that are financing the production or research of vaccines are reserving supplies for themselves. While it is understandable that governments would want to protect their own people, she tells VOA she hopes they are considering the needs of other countries as well. Moiti says no one is safe until everyone is safe, adding a virus knows no borders. The NASDAQ composite rose on Thursday as Apple inched toward $2 trillion in market capitalization. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 and Dow indexes were flat with data signaling a faltering U.S. labor market recovery. While the S&P 500 remained within striking distance of a record high, the blue-chip Dow was weighed down by a 10.9% slump in Cisco Systems Incorporated after the company forecast first-quarter revenue and profit below estimates. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits dropped below 1 million last week for the first time since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in the U.S., but that was likely due to the expiration of a $600 weekly jobless supplement that discouraged some from filing claims. Spain's trade minister said Thursday the U.S. should waive tariffs imposed on European Union goods because the bloc abides by all World Trade Organization rules on plane maker Airbus. The Spanish government saying it rejects a decision by the U.S. to maintain tariffs on EU goods. Minister Reyes Maroto making the statement a day after the decision out of Washington to keep the 15% tariffs on Airbus aircraft and 25% on other European goods. Spanish exports such as wine and olive oil have been hard hit. Washington took its action despite moves by the EU to resolve a 16-year-old dispute over aircraft subsidies. Peru says it will reimpose Sunday curfews and ban family gatherings in response to a new surge in coronavirus cases. President Martin Vizcarra blamed the spike in COVID-19 cases on large social gatherings. The curfew, which was first introduced in April, prohibits people from leaving their home on Sunday unless they have special passes. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.